I'm not sure how to introduce my next guest. Poet, welder, philosopher, grandmaster. This week I'm talking to Al Beliveau, a local metals artist turned teacher in Red Bee, Minnesota.
Grandfolks, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, they were kicking around, came out of Canada, their frost backs, you know, and they snuck across the border, and then they went down to Henderson, Minnesota for some reason, and then they ended up here, you know, back in the logging days. My great-grandpa ran a saloon in a town that no longer exists. Then my dad, you know, was like, I am getting the hell out of this place. So then he went to the cities, of course, like many children did. And so that's where I started out. But I ended up back here because I was a bit of a juvenile delinquent, but I didn't like school, you know, so I wouldn't go to it much.
Al and his wife, Kate, have created a beautiful space for art to happen on 160 acres in Poposky, Minnesota. It includes a yurt, beautiful gardens, sculptures, and future plans for constructing a theater. For Al, it was apparent early on that he would need this kind of space to explore his creative energy.
I despise school. I have from kindergarten until I graduated, and then I, as an older person, I went to college and I did that. But I don't like the organization. I don't like being in a box. But I love to share what I do. And and I'd love to teach. You know, it was kind of always my dream after being in high school and being the teacher's aide, you know, for many, many, you know, sessions in the welding shop.
Al's resume of creative works is long. He's the face and energy behind Bemidji's Sculpture Walk, and both the Beliveaus have long been a part of the theater and creative scene in the area. But recently, his life took a new turn when he began teaching welding to students from the Red Lake Reservation.
It's some kind of miracle, you know. It's a synchronicity of the universe coming together, and I had to be 56 years old before it actually happened. Now I'm the old guy, and so I get to then share that with the young guys. Like this, you know, I come here every day, I get here early, I'm rearing to go, you know, because I found this mission in life, you know, that I finally got a place where I can take all of this experience that I've accumulated and then splash it about in the lives of other people, and potentially that will help them in the future in order to gain employment of some sort or another, hopefully as welders or mechanics.
The facility is in Red Bee, Minnesota, just east of Red Lake, and is a part of the program called, well, I'll let Al tell you.
This is Oshki Majitata, which roughly translated is fresh or young or new, and start or beginning here. And so this is a fresh start here or new beginnings here. And that's exactly what it is. So this organization, this much, you know, it isn't just a welding shop here. This much larger, broader organization, which is headed up by our director, Jerry Loud, is to help folks that are having trouble figuring out what they're going to do, doing what they need to do, people that don't have money. And they are anywhere from 15. We've had some kids from the high school, which are in ALC, or the Alternative Learning Center, you know, because they don't like school either. Mm-hmm. And so last session, I had some of them here, and they were considered by their instructors as being very troubled people. But they got here, and they just blossomed, and they got so engaged. And, right, you know, they just like me. See, so I get to teach people like me, you know, who are not necessarily don't like the status quo or what have you, but they do want to understand how things work.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to metal artist Al Beliveau about his welding class at Oshki Majitata. Al was given a space in which to start a new welding program, and for a poet welder, well, he was up to the challenge.
The first class built these booths right here, so because there was nothing in here, and I needed welding booths, and so I introduced the first class, I think it was the second day. You know, I said, okay, this is how you weld, because wire welders are very easy to weld with. And then I had laid out a bunch of frames so that we could, you know, copy and mass produce frames, and then start to skin them, and then so they built their own welding booths. You know, so you guys can't start. I can't teach you welding until you build the booths so that we have the welding booths to learn in, you know, so that they're protected when they're welding in there and they're not sparking everybody else up. So
welding is messy and dangerous. Careful attention is paid to keeping students safe.
Try to just, you know, starting with really simple things and working our way up to relatively complicated things like overhead welding, which is a tad bit on the dangerous side because you're taking a shower with, you know, 3,000 degree metal falling on you. So we all have our various types of personal protective equipment and stuff that we put on to keep ourselves from lighting up like a match. And then we have other accessories, plasma torches. You know, everybody loves the plasma torch because, you know, if you can draw with a pencil, you can draw with the power of the sun in your hand with a plasma torch.
The goal of the Oshki Majitada program is to create a path to good jobs for students. But I can't help but think that there must be some additional benefit to having a metals artist teach you not just the skill, but the art of welding.
Welding is, I would say, about 80% feeling. Yeah. You need to literally almost feel it right within your being. And that's how you make good welds. Mm-hmm. You know, you become, I don't know, don't want to get too Jedi Knight on you here. You become one with the material, one with the weld. And I call it puddle love because you're always manipulating the weld puddle, you know. And you gotta give the love to the puddle and the puddle gives you love back and then you make a good weld. You know, it's fascinating to me how much these students just really love and thrive here. You know, it's at the end of the day when we're done and everybody's just kind of hanging out, and I've heard them say, well, the fantasy's over for another day. You know, I have to go back home again, and that's not good.
Al does not separate his art from his teaching. It's all one in his book. Personally, I really relate to that.
Whatever fulfillment that I find by being able to translate the ideas that I grab out of the air into physical reality is actually being manifested here. So it's the same thing. This is art. You know, I have a very broad and loose understanding of what art actually is. So this is art.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's all the same thing.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.